This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush leaves Washington today on a trip that takes him to Poland, Russia, and France before reaching the Middle East for talks with leaders there. He'll also make a stop in Qatar and visit U.S. Central Command headquarters. In France, the president will attend the G8 summit in Evian. Because of his trip to the Middle East, the president will spend only 24 hours in Evian. But his schedule includes a much-anticipated bilateral meeting with French President Jacques Chirac. In Paris, Guillaume Parmentier is director of the French Center on the United States. President Bush, in an interview, says he expects to have a good discussion with Chirac. Is that the anticipation there?
Yeah, I think so. The interview is actually more positive than I was expecting. It ends with a Vive la France, and it seems that the president is in a fairly congenial mood. So, you know, one thing that one must remember is that Chirac holds no grudges. I mean, he's not a man who keeps that sort of thing for a long time. And he's very much a pragmatist, and he wants to sort of move on. So that will be fairly easy on this side. And if the president is in the same mood, as the interview seems to indicate, then I think it's not that everything will be forgiven and forgotten, but I think we're probably on a fairly reasonable keel.
What does Europe expect President Bush to do in order to repair the damage to transatlantic relations caused by the war in Iraq?
Well, I think move on. Move on and show that he is serious about a certain number of issues. A, the Middle East. That's absolutely important, and what happened in the past two or three days is probably quite hopeful, although we'll have to see. I mean, there are domestic considerations in the United States. There is the limitations of the Palestinian leadership, and there are the difficulties with Sharon. But still, we're on the right, probably on the right track, and certainly the interview that President Bush gave this morning to a number of newspapers worldwide gives the impression that he is really determined to show that the U.S. has a balanced attitude, which is of enormous importance. So that's number one. Number two, of course, is an ability to work in multilateral frameworks, not only the Security Council of the U.N., which is, of course, of enormous importance, but also in other frameworks. Also, the ability to take into account some of the grave problems of the day, which many people outside the U.S. consider his administration has not taken seriously enough. And most important of them is that of the environment and global warming.
These meetings of the G8 are billed as economic summits, and the U.S. is in an economic slump. What about Europe?
Well, Europe is in the process of economic unification, which means that you have two different types of countries. You have the old members of the Union, which are much more economically advanced, and who are enduring some structural difficulties, in particular in terms of their ability to finance their social programs. And you have countries that have just recently joined the Union, like Spain, Portugal, Greece, etc., which are economically much behind the others, but which have been doing fairly well recently because they are catching up. And the same, of course, will take place with the new members. The European Union is going to enlarge by 10 countries next year. So this is obviously of considerable importance to understand how the European economy is working. So clearly we have some difficulties, but the market is expanding with the accession of these countries, and therefore I think the picture is not entirely bleak.
Guillaume Parmentier is director of the French Center on the United States at the French Institute of International Relations in Paris.